Many local residents are looking for ways to incorporate the use of alternative energy in powering their homes. And the same is true in the commercial sector. There are some incentive-based options being offered through Michigan Utilities. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. DTE Energy offers its customers the Solar Currents and the Green Currents programs. Last week on Issues of the Environment, we spoke with the Ecology Center's David Wright about the pros and cons of these programs. Today, we get another perspective, and it comes right from the source. Our guest this morning is DTE Energy spokesperson Scott Simons. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, David.
Well, Solar Currents was created back in 2009 to help DTE meet the state's renewable energy goals. What level of participation did you get from residential and commercial customers right off the bat?
Well, we fully subscribed the 5 megawatts that were available in 2011, and since then we've been working on an expansion of the program, and that's just starting up right now.
And people can apply to enroll in this program, correct?
That's correct. We'll have another 2 megawatts available over the next 2 years, and rather than putting all of that energy into the mix right away, we're going to break it up into 500 kilowatt segments over in four drawings over the next 2 years.
So for someone who might be interested, what level of investment is it going to take to even be eligible to become a part of the program?
Well, it depends on what kind of system they're looking at for their home, but the systems that are eligible for the program can range from 1 to 20 kilowatts. So it can really span the gamut of the solar systems that are out there, and we provide incentives to make that installation more affordable.
We see DTE putting up large solar arrays in the area in addition to what's going on the residential side. We know more are planned. Others are still under consideration. How much is DTE investing in the commercial side of the solar program?
Yeah, the utility-owned part of Solar Currents, we've devoted 15 megawatts to that program, and five megawatts have been built so far, and we have sites all over the area. The GM, Detroit Hamtramck plant, the Orion plant, Ford's Wayne plant, Blue Cross Blue Shield in downtown Detroit. There's another system at Monroe County Community College. We're building or just finished one at University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And there's a whole, you know, there's a whole list of projects that we have underway right now. So it's, you know, we're always looking for additional partners, either rooftop or ground-mounted systems, and you know, that program is going full steam ahead.
Based on what we've discussed so far, it sounds like the investment in the utility-owned side is much greater than on the residential side. Why the disparity?
Well, it's because we can build larger installations on the utility-owned side than the residential or customer-owned side, and you know, for example, the GM installation at the Detroit Hamtramck plant is about 500 kilowatts or half a megawatt, whereas on the customer-owned side, the largest installation is 20 kilowatts.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and my guest this morning is DTE Energy's Scott Simons. Scott, let's delve into the Green Currents program for a moment. This is a voluntary renewable energy program, but it's also a cost-plus program for customers, meaning customers who sign up end up paying more for the energy they receive, but it does come from renewable sources based in Michigan. So how has that program worked for DTE?
It's worked really well. This program started before we even started our renewable energy program. And, you know, for $2.50 a month, our customers can buy a block of 100 kilowatt hours of renewable energy and help support the development of renewable energy in Michigan.
But to be clear, that's $2.50 above the cost of the electricity.
That is correct.
Now, if I were, every time I open my bill every month, I get the little letter that says, would you consider enrolling in the Green Currents program? What is the best argument for me to enroll?
Well, it really supports the development of renewable energy in Michigan. You know, besides the lowest participation level of $250 a month, customers can purchase blocks of 100 kilowatt hours, up to 10 individual blocks, and they can also 100% match their monthly electric consumption for 2 cents per kilowatt hour. So the monthly cost in that case is based on the amount of kilowatt hours used each month, and again, it's in addition to the normal monthly electric charges.
And where's the gain in it for DTE?
Well, we get what's called renewable energy credits, and Green Currents is a Green E-Energy certified renewable energy program, which is Green E-Energy is the nation's leading independent certification and verification program for renewable energy and greenhouse gas emission reductions in the retail market. So when a customer participates in Green Currents, they're not only helping the development of renewable energy in Michigan, but they're also offsetting what would normally be fossil fuel energy production with renewable energy.
Instead of taking the certificates, why would DTE not take the additional surcharge and apply that into further investment in renewables?
Well, we're doing that on another side of the business with a renewable energy program, and that's to meet the state's renewable energy goals by 2015. And by that, you know, over the next 2-3 years, we'll have 1,000 megawatts of renewable power, you know, to meet our goal of 10% renewable energy by 2015. Essentially, that's enough energy that equals our Fermi 2, power plant in Newport, Michigan.
Overall, do you see incentive-based energy programs as a long-term part of the energy solution for DTE and for Michigan?
Well, we'll have to see what happens in 2015 to determine, where we go from there. But certainly there's a lot of interest by our customers in participating in renewable energy. And as we want to diversify our energy portfolio, renewable energy is certainly, part of the mix.
You mentioned that DTE is definitely on target to meet the 10% renewable standard by 2015. Has the utility set a goal or target beyond that?
No, we're going to see what happens, what energy prices look like at that time, and go from there. I think Governor Snyder is also planning to take a look at, what renewable energy means for Michigan going forward past 2015. He, he came out against Proposal 3, which would have mandated a 25% renewable energy stipulation.
And DTE was against that as well.
That's correct, yes. We didn't think that it belonged in the state constitution, and it also, essentially mandated energy policy for the next 13 years when we really don't know what's going to happen on the energy front.
Well, based on current projections, obviously you do have to look into the future. Do you have an idea of what the investment split is going to be between renewables, coal, and nuclear power in the decade to come?
Well, it's really hard to forecast that because natural gas prices are so low right now. But we're going forward with additional construction of wind turbines and wind parks in the Thumb area of Michigan. And, as far as meeting that 10% goal in 2015, we're well on our way to meeting that.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for the information. I do appreciate your time today.
Okay, David, take care.
That is DTE Energy's Scott Simons. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.